Welcome to SludNet. The top story for today is the active exploitation of a critical directory traversal vulnerability in Broadcom VMware vCenter. Tracked as CVE-2026-593-THEN, this flaw allows unauthenticated attackers to execute arbitrary code. IT and platform operations teams, along with SOC and incident response teams, should apply available patches immediately. At number 2, Cisco warns of a high-severity flaw in secure firewall ASE and FTD software being used in the wild to trigger remote denial-of-service attacks. IT and platform operations teams and SOC and incident response teams are urged to update their firewall software to the latest versions. Number 3 is Microsoft's August Patch Tuesday, which fixes over 400 vulnerabilities, including a zero-day under active attack that allows local privilege escalation to SysTimim. IT and platform operations teams and SOC and incident response teams should deploy these security updates across all Windows endpoints. At number 4, the North Korea-linked Lazarus Group is using fake job offers and Trojanized PDF software to target the defense sector with a Windows zero day. Security leaders and SOC and incident response teams should remain vigilant for targeted recruitment phishing. Number 5 covers a supply chain attack on Light LLM that has impacted over 2,500 organizations by distributing credential-stealing malware. Cloud security, platform, application security, and software engineering teams, as well as SOC and incident response teams, should audit their installations and rotate any exposed cloud or Kubernetes secrets. At number 6, Adobe has patched 3 critical flaws in ColdFusion, Commerce, and Campaign Classic, including a CVSS 10.0 command injection vulnerability. Application security, software engineering, and IT operations teams should update these products immediately. Number 7 is another maximum severity flaw from SAP impacting Commerce Cloud that allows unauthenticated remote code execution. Application security, software engineering, and IT operations teams are advised to apply the specific security patch for CVE-2026-58231. At number 8, a new Microsoft Defender zero-day exploit called ShieldBreak has been released, demonstrating a patch bypass that grants system privileges. SOC and incident response teams and IT operations teams should monitor for unusual system behavior on Windows endpoints. Number 9 involves flaws in Zoom's annotation tool that could allow one meeting participant to hijack another attendee's client without any user interaction. IT and platform operations teams and security leaders should be aware of this risk during collaborative sessions. Finally, at number 10, researchers have discovered a way to use prompt injections as a defense by placing them alongside secrets in Amazon Web Services to shut down attacking AI agents. Cloud security, platform, application security, and software engineering teams may want to evaluate using honey prompts to disrupt AI-driven exfiltration. That is your briefing for today.